This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg, and joining me now is Karen Ahrens. She is the Coalition Coordinator for Creating a Hunger-Free North Dakota, and September is Hunger Action Month. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on, and I'm glad to be here during September Hunger Action Month.
I'm guessing this is quite a busy September. I'm sure it's always busy for you, but during a global pandemic, I imagine it's a little busier than normal.
Yes. September is this great month of harvest in our state. So people are wrapping up their gardens, giving them a great opportunity to donate any vegetables that they find that they have more than they can need to a local food pantry or soup kitchen. It's a time when we draw attention that amidst this plenty for many of us, there are also people that don't have enough to eat.
What kinds of numbers are you seeing right now, maybe this year compared with last, or just in more general terms, in terms of that need for food security?
Well, we need to look at several different indicators. Generally, the United States Department of Agriculture takes a look at past trends, and they will be soon releasing their new data for the 2017 to 2019 period. But we are really fortunate to have a new tool from the United States Census Bureau called the Household Pulse Data Survey. And that's giving us some real-time information. Mm-hmm. It started in April during the pandemic, and it's gathering information about how households are faring during the time of this COVID pandemic.
And what are you seeing in North Dakota?
In North Dakota, a year ago, we were talking about North Dakota experiencing one of the lowest food insecurity rates in the nation. Although over the 10 years or so, the rates had been slowly rising. But what families are experiencing now during a time of COVID is that families are eating more at home. And one third to one half of adults who completed the survey answered that they were not always finding enough food or the kinds of food that they were looking for, and mostly because food was unaffordable. So and that they were not confident in finding food or being able to afford food in the next month as they were looking ahead. And this was from the period from between April and July this year. Some of the other things that are indicating that food insecurity and hunger are increasing in North Dakota is that the Great Plains Food Bank has seen more than a 40% increase in clients at their food pantries and mobile food distributions. That in a survey by the North Dakota Department of Commerce, nearly half of people acknowledged that finding enough food was an issue in their communities. And those are just some of the indicators that are showing us that having enough food to eat is of growing concern in North Dakota.
How much, if at all, is related to other people and their ability to donate to food banks and to food pantries? Or have people been hesitant, either just don't want to take from their own supply, or even just a matter of don't want to go into places and you know, interact more with COVID potential?
I believe that the Great Plains Food Bank is reporting that people are still stepping up to volunteer at food pantries and food banks because they are doing a lot of precautions to make sure that when people do volunteer or go in physically to help, that they can do so safely. I think that as the economy has slowed, the amount of donations of monetary value have slowed down too, and so that has left nonprofits across the board looking to maintain or even retain donations. Mm.
You mentioned that part of the issue with an increased number of people having food insecurity issues is related to more people eating at home. I imagine the school year takes some of that food insecurity away. I guess I'll just start with it. Is that true?
Yes. In that Census Pulse survey, we were able to find out through the way that people answered the questions is that for families with children, over half of them found food at school or other programs aimed at children. So between 50 and 90% of families were finding help with food at school. Mm. So we know that school nutrition programs play a really important role. School is important for many reasons, and the ability to find breakfasts and lunches at school is one of the reasons. So it was so awesome how school districts across North Dakota stepped up this spring, and they changed in the matter of 2 or 3 days from preparing meals for children eating at school to preparing meals to be picked up and eaten at home. Mm-hmm. And school food service personnel are continuing to do an awesome job at responding to uncertain conditions, because in some schools, kids are doing all online learning. At others, it's all in person. And still other schools, it's a hybrid where children are at school some days and at home some days. So the amount of flexibility and responsiveness of school nutrition personnel in North Dakota and across the nation is remarkable.
And now in this school year, the USDA, which is the overarching program for the school lunches, has announced that it will increase funding for free meals to continue at least through December 31st. But as I understand it, school districts still have to opt in. Are you familiar with how the schools across the state are responding to this program?
Yes, in some of our larger cities, like Fargo and Bismarck, school districts have made the decision to provide meals at no charge to families, no matter what their income status is, but to help school districts make sure that they can get the maximum amount of reimbursement possible. It's really important that families complete the free and reduced price application, which helps to determine the amount of reimbursement per meal that a school district will receive. So I encourage any families who have experienced a change in work hours, less employment, to please complete one of those free or reduced price applications. Even though there may not be a charge for you to receive the school meals at school, mm-hmm. to go ahead and complete that application so that the school district can see the maximum value in providing those meals.
Okay, so it becomes kind of a data point collection at that point.
Right. It also is a determining factor for other programs in the school district, whether they can get funding and the amount of funding that they get. So still real important for families to complete that, which may come home or be sent through email from your school district administration.
What kinds of food insecurity issues can be addressed either negatively or positively by people filling out the census?
Oh, that's a really good question. And we, in September, are joining with others and encouraging people to please complete the census on your own, or if someone comes knocking at their door, they'll be identified with badges, with information that says that they're with the census, to please respond to that, because having complete information on the number of people in North Dakota helps to obtain maximum funding for federal nutrition programs in the state. It helps determine how much our state gets for the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, for the National School Lunch and School Breakfast Program, for the Child Care Food Program, for WIC, and for special programs for the aging, like those Meals on Wheels and meal programs at senior centers. So all those federal nutrition programs are impacted by our census numbers. So again, if people can please cooperate and fill in that information so that we get the federal funding to make sure that we can meet the needs of people in our state, that would be wonderful.
We're visiting today with Karen Ahrens, the coordinator for the Creating a Hunger-Free North Dakota Coalition. You can find out more at hungerfreend.org. And September is Hunger Action Month. And one of the organizations that I'm really intrigued by taking action to address food insecurity is the Sportsmen Against Hunger program. I know deer season is coming right up. I don't know too much more about the other hunting seasons, but I know that one is coming up. How is the Sportsmen Against Hunger program working?
It's a great program, and it's organized and managed by the Community Action Partnership of North Dakota. And so their goal is to increase the amount of legally obtained game meat, mainly from venison or deer meat and goose meat. If people, again, just like if you have more than you can eat from your garden, if you have more than you can eat from your hunting experiences, you can donate them. And you can take those to processors who do agree to participate in the program. And then Sportsmen Against Hunger raises donations to help pay for the cost of processing that meat. And then it gets donated to food pantries across the state, which provides a really good source of protein for families who are looking for some help with food.
I noticed that you said legally obtained game meat. Has there been an issue with illegally obtained meat?
No, I don't think so, but that's just one of the ways that they want to help make sure that things are on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. I was on your website earlier, and I noticed that in maps across the state, there is this concept of a food desert where people have to travel many, many miles to get access to healthy food. And also on that map were all these little red dots. And that dot was specifically for Dollar General. And I've been really intrigued by these Dollar Generals popping up. It feels like overnight in these communities. And I remember some months ago, one of the national newspapers had an extensive article on Dollar General going into places where, for example, a Walmart won't go just because of size. Can you talk about the role of Dollar General in both the ability to get food into maybe food scarce areas, but then also the quality, the healthy quality of the food that might be there?
Well, those stores have an aggressive agenda to increase the number of them across the country, and there have been a growing number of these dollar stores in the state. While they may provide some sources of food, for the most part, they don't have freezer or coolers in them, and so you're not able to get perishable foods like fruits and vegetables and dairy products and many meat products. So taking that into consideration, it may not provide a fully balanced menu of foods to select from. Also, there have been some articles that have highlighted that sometimes the package sizes in these stores are different from the package sizes in your grocery store. And while it seems that it may be a good deal, like the package sizes, although similar in the package size, may have different weights. So just some things to pay attention to as people are shopping. Grocery stores, the rural grocery stores in North Dakota have done a super job at stepping up to keep food available closer to home during the pandemic. Many of them have seen their businesses increase, and they've been trying really hard to make sure that they're still there for their customers who they know may not be able to travel far. There's even now some CARES Act funding available to rural grocery stores to increase the amount of refrigeration and freezing space available so that some of those more healthy perishable foods can be more available in our state. And this is a great way that the North Dakota Department of Agriculture is administering this grant to help increase availability and accessibility of food now and into the future.
Less than a minute left, Karen. What do you hope on Election Day people take in mind with them as they go to the polls, if they didn't already vote, of course, by mail?
Well, as a member of the League of Women Voters, I just encourage everyone to go out and vote and don't waste that hard-won right that people have. And as they're talking with candidates, to ask them specifically what they believe solutions or roles, how they might help make sure that people across North Dakota have enough to eat.
Karen Ahrens is the coordinator for the Creating a Hunger-Free North Dakota Coalition. You can find out more at hungerfreend.org. Karen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ashley. And Hunger Action Month, everyone can play a role.
Dakota Datebook is next.